gotta get up.
All right, this is Sunny 101.5, and this is the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show. This is the first I'm going to do this. I'm right off the bat. I mean, we're starting the show. We're starting the show giving away something right off the bat. Yep. That's how we're going to get started. If you're listening.
Good way to start. Free stuff.
And you're the 10th caller at 236-1015. We're going to give you a $25 gift card to our restaurant of the week. That's Mosier's Austrian Cafe. That'll take place tomorrow. And a $50 Four Winds Casino gift card. Just for being the 10th caller this early in the morning at 236-1015. There. That's a first. Never did that before. Let's see. Do I have... Today's the 15th. I have the right forecast. Yes, partly sunny. 20% chance of flurries and sprinkling. And the high, 35. 32 right now. This is Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with... Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
617. Here's Tracy.
All right. Well, Stephen Crocker was in love and he was ready to propose. But a month before, the Virginia Beach man planned to drop down on one knee to pop the question. You know, he was planning the big thing.
Yeah.
The 23-year-old found himself single.
Really?
With a brand new engagement ring.
With a brand new engagement, yeah. Those aren't, you know.
No. They're not cheap. And he said, I was very sad. And my mom knew that. So when I was at work, she took the ring and she put it somewhere that I wouldn't be able to look at it.
Yeah.
So months and months went by. And Crocker said, you know, I was finally ready to see the 14-karat white gold ring again. He took it out. He went to some stores. He tried to sell it, but they just weren't offering him much or what it was worth.
Sure.
And he said, you know, it was not about the money for me. It was about the love and that no amount of money would fill the emptiness. So, you know, what else can I do with this ring? So this week, he took the matter to Facebook, offering a free engagement ring to a guy or girl who is so in love with their significant other and wants to take the next step, but they can't afford a ring.
Wow.
So he shares this heartfelt message on March 5th, and he has been flooded with emails and Facebook messages. So right now, he has 960 unread emails. He says he's read about 150. And then he got, you know, those personal 100 Facebook messages personally that he's been trying to sift through. So he says he's not going to pick anybody until he swears he is going to read everyone. And he's hoping to find a standout couple who he can tell is in love and that their significant other means the world to them and that this would make all the difference to them and their relationship. And he says his parents are going to help him by weighing in and that it just feels great to turn a negative.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to pick somebody who's just trying to be cheap.
No.
I mean, you want somebody who really is sincere about this. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
And
wow.
That, aren't you going to, this is, I thought you were going to go, wait, what was this guy's name? He's on Facebook? Oh, I was anticipating your joke and you disappointed me.
No, I'm sorry.
Tell me something.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
All right, it's 6:50, and here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, it looks like Taylor Swift, well, she's found her end game, maybe. Looks like a boyfriend, Joe Alwyn, is who she wants to be her end game,
really?
According to sources. Yeah, they say the 28-year-old singer is really serious about settling down with him. He's a 27-year-old British actor. They say Taylor really believes Joe is the one for her. She wants to get engaged, and she just doesn't feel as though she needs to impress anyone at this point. Now, this is, and it is, the first time I can recall that she has kept the guy she's dating private. She really likes Joe. She wants to keep her personal life separate from her work life. Do you remember what a circus it was when she was dating? Who was it?
The
last guy.
Yeah, I forget too.
His name is just escaping me. But yeah, it just became such a media circus.
Mm-hmm.
And
she doesn't want that anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Joe feels privileged. He gets to be with Taylor. And apparently he is very happy staying out of the spotlight. So.
All right.
Well, not so happy. An American Idol hopeful who had his first kiss stolen by Katy Perry during auditions for American Idol.
Yeah.
And he says that he's really uncomfortable that the pop star decided to catch him off guard. He says, you know, I know a lot of guys would be like, heck yeah. It's 19-year-old Benjamin Glaze is who we're talking about.
Yeah.
And he talked to the New York Times about this incident. But he says, for me, I was raised in a conservative family. And I was uncomfortable immediately. I wanted my first kiss to be special. So ahead of his performance of Levels by Nick Jonas, Glaze actually revealed that he had never been kissed. And the I Kissed a Girl singer responded by asking for a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah.
But then she surprised him with a big old smack on the lips.
She did.
Yeah.
And he wasn't that happy about it.
No, it was on Idol. The scene with the kiss was part of Idol's two-night season opener earlier this week. So, that's not cool. Well, I mean, I guess for you, if you're a guy, you're like, Katy Perry kisses me? Yes, that's cool, Tracy. But after he has said, I want my first kiss to be special. And
yeah, she kind of stole that over.
You know. Jack's like, she could still kiss me. I could see the look all over his face.
I don't know what I'd do.
I don't think you would argue.
I guess I won't have to worry about it.
I'll invite her to the show.
Yeah.
Jack wants his next kiss to be special.
Yeah, I do.
Don't. See if she'll give you a kiss. Kathy Lee Gifford opens up about why she reached out to Harvey Weinstein and Bill Cosby after they were separately accused of sexual misconduct. She says, well, I don't want to throw everybody in the same manure pile. Being a jerk isn't the same as being a rapist. It just isn't. This is her explanation. She says she's been friends with both of them for a long time, and she called them both and left messages. The Today star, who says she has been sexually harassed, abused, and raped herself, she says, I just want people to know I don't judge them. I don't like what they do, but God knows their hearts and there's hope for them. And you can't run, you know, as a friend the first minute there's a sign of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Gifford went on to emphasize that she didn't think Weinstein and Cosby's behaviors were acceptable, but she looks to each individual case and thinks people should be merciful to people who are sorry for what they've done. And here's where I get caught up, because neither of these gentlemen have ever said they were sorry for what they've done, right?
I haven't ever heard it.
I haven't either, so.
I think I would have remembered that.
Kathy Lee, I'm just not connecting the dots on this one.
Yeah.
But to each his own.
Yeah.
All right, are you curious about the former president Barack Obama's bracket?
I wasn't even thinking about it, but now that you brought it up, I am. Yeah.
Okay, so he has picked the Michigan State Spartans to win the men's basketball title.
Is that right?
And the UConn Huskies to win the women's title this year's NCAA tournaments.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to disagree with both of those.
Are you?
All right.
Do you have a bracket?
No, I'm not. Michigan State burned me one year. I'm not doing that again.
He still hasn't forgotten it.
Okay.
Are you ready for this World Sleep Day?
World Sleep Day?
Lips Appreciation Day.
Lips Appreciation
yes,
Day.
Yes. National.
Well, Katy Perry obviously appreciates
you're right.
Them.
National Panda Day. And a day after your own heart, Jack, No Selfies Day.
Oh, I'm all for that. I'd like to keep that forever.
All right, the birthday game.
Do I ever tell you how much I hate selfies?
Every day. I get it. And he doesn't understand why other people take selfies either.
No, that's fine if you're comfortable with it. I just don't want to be part of them.
All right, today's
Fabio. But I got no choice. I have to.
Yeah, so. Today's Fabio's birthday.
Fabio? Really? Old is that guy? Man, he's not real young anymore. He's been around, I'd say He's got to be like 55 or something, right?
59.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty close. All right. Eric Decker.
You're just loving this, aren't you? You just, you know, pulling these names out.
I actually didn't think they were as bad. Some days are hard, but I didn't think they were as bad today.
Well, Eric Decker is young because he's, I think he's a football player.
Yeah, you got that.
So we're talking, you know, it could be anywhere from 25 to 35. So I'll go 33.
Pretty close. He's 31.
He's 31. Okay.
And here's one you'll know.
Not necessarily.
Will I Am.
Now, why would you think I would know Will I Am?
Oh, you'll know. You will.
Let's see. What he's got to be. I'll say 40. I'll just go with 40.
43.
He's 43.
And do you know who he is?
Singer.
Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah. And I,
you
and
got that.
And he's 43?
43.
Okay, very good.
Need life advice? We know who to ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri on Sunny 101.5.
All righty. 7:15. All right. Let's see what she has to say about this. I think I know. Siri, why are meetings so boring?
Work meetings seem boring because they are about things for work that are boring to you. Ha ha ha, you have never had a work meeting where you sat down at a table in a conference room and then your boss just walked in and threw a party for everyone in your office. I think that deep down bosses take a lot of joy in boring everyone to sleep with things that nobody cares about. I think that they take pleasure looking out at a room full of people struggling to not fall asleep.
You know, actually, if we went into a meeting and a boss walked in and started, "Hey, let's party," I'd be concerned.
I know. Yeah, that's never happened to me either.
That means he's setting you up for something if he's doing that.
Want some tough love from Siri? Just send an email to Siri@sunny1015.com. More tough love from Siri tomorrow morning at 7:15 on Sunny 101.5. 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. My life hack today comes straight from our home where about a week ago, Delaney, you know, spilled ranch dressing on her really nice new olive-colored jeans.
Oh.
That's the worst, too, because it's greasy. Yeah. You know, I think it was the second time she wore them, so ran them through the laundry. They got run through the laundry without, you know, any special treatment, which isn't good to begin with.
Oh,
but,
so you didn't put a shout out on them or anything on it?
You know, busy family. That was supposed to happen and it didn't. And they came out and they still had this stain on them.
Yeah.
And we were devastated. And I said, you know what? We had this life hack probably a year ago, but let's try it. You put Dawn dishwashing liquid on that spot.
Yeah.
And, you know, just full power and, you know, let it sink in and then run it through the laundry again. And lo and behold, grease spot is gone and they look brand new.
There you go.
So it really works, even if you've already washed it.
Way to go, Dawn.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one they trust in cleaning up the ducks, you know, when they were, that's what the commercials tell us anyway. All right. Well, this is, you know, you're tired of messy cake cutting. I am. I'm up to here with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of messy cake cutting.
When right, because you, little Betty Crocker over there, bakes every day. Oh my gosh. When was the last time you baked a cake, Jack Riker?
I've never baked a cake.
That's what I thought.
Tired of messy cake cutting for those who do bake, though. Run your knife under hot water, dry it off, and then cut your cake. Works like a charm. Now, you may need to reheat it a few times if you're cutting a whole cake.
Mm-hmm.
But you do that and
You know, the other one you can do is use dental floss if you want like those nice even lines, and so hold the dental long piece of dental floss.
Then the cake's got a minty flavor to it. Then I don't want to do.
Oh, that's true.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's life hacks, making life just a bit easier.
This is Sunny 101.5. Time for Go Figure. Okay. I don't know how. Anybody thought this was a good idea from the get-go.
Okay.
And it wasn't a good idea, and it's going to turn into even being a worse idea as the days go by. But City of Miami, the city of Miami Beach, shut down a nightclub on Friday after a video surfaced showing a woman in a bikini riding a spooked horse into a crowd of people.
Oh.
The incident happened at the Mokai Lounge sometime between Wednesday evening and the early morning hours of Thursday, according to a city document obtained by HuffPost. Attendees at the event recorded the commotion and posted the footage on social media, of course.
Of course.
One video showed a man trying to pull the seemingly resistant horse into the club as a man and a woman ride on top of this animal. Second video shows the woman on the horse amid a tightly packed crowd of people. The horse throws the woman off before slowly walking through the crowd as the people cheer. Now the horse is on this dance floor, can't get, it's slipping all over the place. This is, I mean, it screams animal cruelty. I mean, it screams it. And the bad part of it is that in the video, the woman appears to be an employee from the club. So that's why Miami Beach City shut them down. So on Friday, the authorities had found that the horse seen in the video, that it was deemed to be healthy and safe. Well, We'll let the courts take care of that. Have you ever heard of any? I mean, how did they ever come up that would be a good idea?
I don't know.
You got a crowded nightclub. Now I'm going to get on a horse and go in.
I mean, there are no words, right?
No, you don't even. Okay. All in favor? They all should have said nay is what they should have said.
Go figure. True stories about real people being really stupid.
All right, here we go. This is Sunny 101.5, and let's see. Had no problem getting calls today on this one, so. Should be ready to go. This is Sunny 101.5. Who's this?
Naomi.
Okay, Naomi. I'll take you up to the broken part, and you fix it, okay?
Okay.
And you'll win all those wonderful prizes. Do it. Well, I keep looking for something I can't get. Broken hearts lie all around me, and I don't see an easy way to get out of this. Her diary, it sits on a bedside table. The curtains are closing, the cat's in a cradle. Who would have thought that a boy like me could come to this? Go ahead.
Oh, I just died in your arms tonight.
One more time.
Oh, I just died in your arms tonight.
She did the speaking version of I just died in your arms tonight. Okay? All right. Very good. All right, you win. You have the $25 gift card to Mosier's Austrian Cafe and a $50 gift card to Four Winds Casino. How about that, huh?
Awesome.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
And make sure you join us tomorrow for the Friday Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. We're going to have to do a
chick flick solo. You're going to have to
do
a monologue.
Yeah. So the only choice is that either one person's doing all the talking, or I'm going to have to do man and woman, right?
Yeah. I don't know. That might be something to visit.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy.